This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, November 16th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, a new global initiative aimed at equal pay for work of equal value. Hotel workers around the world are fighting back. The Labour Start report about world union events and singing.
When you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die.
This is Radio Labour. The United Nations and civil society groups, including labor unions, have committed themselves to equal pay for work of equal value by 2030. Radio Labour's C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
Unions around the world are engaged in campaigns to win equal pay for work of equal value. Globally, women earn only 77 cents for every dollar that men earn. As a result, women spend whole lifetimes earning less than men and retire into poverty. The global wage deficit of 23% less for women is wider when women have children in countries where there is no adequate childcare. For example, in sub-Saharan Africa, the wage deficit for women with children is 31%. For women without children, it's 4%. The pay gap is why the United Nations has declared as one of its Sustainable Development Goals the achievement of equal pay for equal work by 2030. To attain the goal, the UN has initiated the Equal Pay International Coalition. EPIC. One of the partners in the coalition is the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress. Chidi King is the director of ITUC's Equality Department. In an interview with the UN's International Labour Organization, she was asked about the Equal Pay International Coalition, EPIC.
I think EPIC is quite groundbreaking and seminal, and given that the role of the ITUC is to represent workers in the workplace, then our involvement in this is key. The persistence of the gender pay gap is perhaps the most tangible expression of discrimination against women in the workplace, and the fact that no country has yet managed to tackle this, the fact that as trade unions we still need to bring this to the fore in our collective bargaining agendas means that being part of EPIC, of the Equal Pay International Coalition, can be extremely useful for us.
Ms. King was asked what the ITUC is doing to support equal pay.
The ITUC and our members, because it's really our members who do the heavy lifting on the ground, are working very hard in terms of informing, first of all, our membership about their right to equal pay for work of equal value. We're educating our members about the concept of equal pay for equal value because it's still a concept that is very much misunderstood, what it means to value jobs performed by women in the same way that we would value equivalent jobs that are being performed by men is not always an easy concept to understand. We're engaging, of course, in social dialogue with employers and to help them also understand how putting in place policies and practices that will promote gender equality, including equal pay for equal value, benefits the employer as well as, of course, the workforce and contributes to sound industrial relations. We're pushing the issue up our collective bargaining agendas to ensure that it's part of the negotiations that trade unions are involved in, because all research continues to show that where there are unions in place, where there's collective bargaining on pay, then the gender pay gap tends to be narrower. And of course, we're working in terms of advocacy with governments to ensure that the right policies and laws are in place to encourage equal pay for work of equal value. And when we talk about policies, we talk about, of course, employment policies, but also social policy, including, for example, policies related to care and family responsibilities and balancing those with work. But we're also talking about macroeconomic policies, because this also goes to the heart of achieving pay equity or equal pay for work of equal value.
Ms. King was asked what needs to be done to ensure equal pay for work of equal value.
We need to do a lot more. As I already mentioned, making sure that this features, deliberately making sure that this features on collective bargaining agendas, because it's still too often missing, is one of the key things that workers' organisations can do. and then looking at how workplace policy functions and ensuring that the proper policies are in place that are going to encourage and foster the achievement of equal pay for work of equal value. So that's not just in looking at pay scales and making sure that these are gender neutral. And it really involves making sure that we ourselves are educated and understand what we mean by this concept of equal pay for work of equal value.
Hotel workers all over the world are fighting back against precarious work, unsafe conditions, and sexual harassment. For example, in the United States, 8,000 workers went on strike against Marriott hotels recently, and some are still on the picket lines. The Global Union for Hotel Workers, as well as other food and hospitality sectors, is the IUF. The IUF represents more than 10 million workers who are members of unions in 128 countries. Recently, it held a week of action to support hotel workers. I talked to Massimo Frattini about the week of action. Mr. Frattini is the coordinator for the IUF's hotel, restaurant, and tourism sectors. I asked him what the union does during the week of action and why.
We do a series of actions. First of all, we highlight the issue. We would like to inform union members, co-workers, who sometimes are not aware of the risk or how tough is this job, but also customers. It is very important to tell customers that hotel housekeepers is very demanding. So in many places, many countries, hotel housekeepers, as part of their normal action, go to the hotel and distribute leaflets to customers to tell how tough is the job in order to highlight the issue. For example, one suggestion they give to customers is, if you have your towel replaced, don't leave it on the floor, but put it in the basin, so we don't have to bend and hurt our back, and it will be anyway replaced. So there are just a few suggestions to highlight the type of job. What we do also is to share the information, share all the stories coming from hotel housekeepers, share the challenges, but also share the victories they achieve. So in order to promote what they do globally, so someone can get an example, can benefit from experience from someone else as well, and that will be very important to us. We also promote the campaign towards the institutions, the ILO, UNWTO. Again, this is to highlight how tough is the job and that we need different policies. But I think the important part is to negotiate with companies, either global level and national and local level, to negotiate different policies, for example, the policies against sexual harassment, on health and safety, help hotel housekeepers to improve their role, to fight against outsourcing, and to create a network of housekeepers ready to campaign, ready to support each other when something happens in a country.
What are some of the basic issues facing hotel workers?
There are different issues. There are some related to employment, which means housekeepers suffer from precarious jobs, seasonal labor, and subcontracting. There are others which are related to working conditions, for example, heavy workloads or fast pace they are requested to work. And also from workplace hazards, slippery floors, exposure to toxic chemicals and biological hazards, poor work design. For example, rooms are designed for guests, not for housekeepers, but then they have to clean those rooms, or lack of ergonomically designed work equipment. And then there is one common issue, which is the denial of basic human rights, the denial of physical association, and denial of the right to bargain collectively. We now have also a major issue that all hotel housekeepers are starting to raise, that is sexual harassment. It has been there forever, but now they are more confident to raise it. They are more confident to speak up. This is also because of the Me Too movement. So we are raising this as a global issue for all hotel housekeepers and the workers in general.
With his report about union events around the world, here is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a tiny sample of the hundreds of union news stories in 31 languages added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to coverage of the militant resistance to anti-union sackings by Coca-Cola's Indonesian bottler, the assassination of a Turkish union leader, and an attack on a trade union leader in Kazakhstan. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Rotating post office strikes continued in Canada as pressure for a legislated end to the strike from corporations like eBay and Amazon increased. Iranian steelworkers continued their walkout over a wide variety of issues, while teachers began a series of sit-ins at schools across the country. Public sector workers in Greece held a one-day walkout as part of their campaign to make up for years of International Monetary Fund-imposed austerity. A wage dispute meant that aircraft were receiving no maintenance services at Algeria's largest airport this week. Tax inspectors in Malta escalated their wage dispute into a work stoppage. Late this week, Australian logistics workers celebrated a victory in their wage dispute. A strike by hotel workers across the United States continued. South African municipal workers were off the job to demand wages owed to them. And this week, Slovenian police were considering stepping up their strike action as their Work to Rule campaign has not generated the wage increase their union is looking for. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the recent women's conference of a major Spanish trade union, which recommitted the union to the struggle against gender violence, the huge and only slowly shrinking gender pay gap in Australia, and a new program of cooperation between unions representing the mostly women cotton plantation workers in Pakistan. The free health and safety newswire we offer in cooperation with Hazards magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the breast cancer cluster discovered amongst Canadian customs officers. Union calls for investigations into a series of horrific truck crashes in Australia and the terrible toll paid by construction workers on a major project in Serbia. Currently, LaborStart is running three online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from LaborStart, reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here is the American folk singer Joe Glazer with Too Old to Work and Too Young to Die.
You work hard for a living until you get old, and sometimes they push you right out of the cold. When your working time's through, you don't want charity. You'd like to retire with some dignity. And you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work, and you're too young to die. Who will take care of you? How you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? They put horses to pasture, they feed them on hay. Even machines get retired someday. The boss gets a pension when he is too old. You helped him retire, you're out in the cold. And you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work, and you're too young to die. Who will take care of you? How you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? There's no easy answer, there's no easy cure. Dreaming won't change it, that's one thing for sure. But fighting together, we'll get there someday. And when we have won, we'll no longer say. Too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die. Who will take care of you? How you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? When you're too old to work and you're too young to die.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.